Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Dreams of a Dying God by Aaron Pogue, performed by Luke Daniels. For Daniel, who saw what I was missing. 1. In the high desert south of Jeptah, where the sand and sheiks alike wore blinding white, the man at the edge of the market crowd stood out like a signal fire. He bore the fine, sharp features and the haughty, bored expression of a lord, but even dressed in silk, he had the manner of a rogue. He wore only loose black pants and a bright red sash, and the plain thong sandals of a sailor. On his hip he wore a cutlass, not the heavy scimitars and long, curved knives native to this sun-seared land. And in his hand he held a velvet bag, straining with its weight in thick-edged coins. It was his outlandish dress that drew servants and slaves from all across the camp to gawk, but the bag of gold drew at least as much attention. This was, after all, a place for doing business. At the very center of the crowd, a dozen hulking guards defined the edges of a circle occupied by nearly naked men in chains. Through all the civilized lands of Europe, slave trade was forbidden. But no king among the Godlanders could reach this far into the high desert. Today, 200 souls would find new masters, and tomorrow this place would be nothing but dunes. And of course, there were more than a few among the white-robed men who served as agents of the Godlanders. Some few noblemen even came from the gentler lands up north to make their own transactions. But one and all, they came in careful disguise. Now their precautions only magnified the strangeness of the man at the edge of the crowd. Though no one looked his way, everyone's curiosity was fixed on him. Fair as a Godlander nobleman, tan as a low-born dock worker, and entirely out of place among this crowd. Who was he? He held far more interest to the crowd than the broken slaves upon the block. In whispered rumors, he was called the Pirate King. And whether here to buy or sell, everyone watched to see what he intended. He intended nothing more than to start rumors. Ethan Blake was only here as a distraction. Far across the camp, a man in even stranger costume stole between the tents, this one dressed in black from head to toe, with a heavy cloak despite the cruel sun. Captain Corin of the Black
Sample complete. Ready to continue?